I've got a habit of speaking from the passage that the Church of England sets for the day. And sometimes you think, well, that was a bit of a difficult call, wasn't it? And this reading from Luke is quite interesting. But I thought, let's do it anyway, because it's actually an interesting way in to what it means for you guys who are making a commitment to Jesus Christ and to all of us. Imagine Twitter the day after Jesus says this. There's a storm going on because Jesus commends everyone for being dishonest. He tells this story about a steward who's been completely dishonest and says what a good thing he's done. And you can imagine the way the whole thing would gather pace in the Twitter sphere. Because, of course, they would have misunderstood entirely what he was saying. So what was he saying? Here's a parable about the way in which an unjust steward, and that doesn't mean he was still being unjust, but he'd obviously been unjust, a dishonest steward had taken care of his master's money. And you need to understand a bit of the odd background that was going on when this was happening, because you weren't allowed under the Jewish law to charge interest. You couldn't charge extra money when people borrowed it from you. So they got round this by doing it a bit differently. They charged the interest in commodities. So if you borrowed 50 quid, they would then say, okay, pay us back in oil, which was very expensive, it was decent oil. And they would say, pay us back by giving us 50 quid plus 50 quid worth of oil. And that would be the way of getting around the interest, because you weren't paying interest, you were paying back barrels of oil instead, or wheat the same way. So he was basically making money for his master and not breaking the Jewish law by charging in commodities. And then his master spots that actually he's not been doing well, and he says, right, come on, I want you to write up what you've been doing, I want you to find out, and let's settle this all up. And the steward realizes that he can't actually fess up to what he's been doing, because he's been on this kind of fiddle through charging for wheat and oil. So he goes to his master's debtors and he says, look, let's forget that I ever charged you interest. Just pay off the original debt and we'll be all square. And it was a win-win because he got the money back and the debtors realised they only had to pay back what they borrowed and not a bit more as well. So it was actually really good. And what Jesus is commending is that this guy was really shrewd about how he used money. So he's not commending dishonesty, he's basically saying, this guy knew how to use money. What on earth has that got to say to us as Christians today? Well, I'll tell you, Jesus is saying, what's the most important thing in the world? And everything about our culture shrieks at you that it's looking fashionable, having lots of money, being famous, being admired by our friends and family, getting a good reputation, all the stuff the world tries to teach you is the most important thing. And Jesus says, look, actually, if you put these things into context, money is not the most important thing. He has a lovely phrase for it. He says, if you have not been faithful with dishonest wealth, who will entrust you with true riches? And what you guys are doing this morning is saying, I want to be known as a follower of Jesus Christ. I want to know what it means to be a Christian. I want to live a Christian life and be known by my friends as Christians. That's quite a tough call, isn't it? Because not all your friends will necessarily like the idea that you're a Christian. They'll kind of take the mickey, that kind of thing. But you're wanting to say, I want to be someone who lives a different sort of life. And Jesus is saying, you can't serve God and money. You've got to serve one and not the other. Being a Christian is about being committed to God and about being committed to God changing your life and making you different. So here's the difficult thing for you this morning. Jesus commits himself to you, but he also commits himself to messing up your life a little bit, because he's going to call you to do things like love your neighbor, care for the poor, be concerned for justice in the world, be somebody who believes that climate change needs addressing and isn't it great that people are saying now we've got to address this major issue in our world. And Jesus tells us that if we love our neighbour and if we're called to be Christians, we will live different lives. And that's hard because you're then going countercultural. You're then going counter to what everyone else in the world is doing, because money is not the most important thing, because wealth is not the most important thing, because fame isn't the most important thing. The most important thing, Jesus says, is to serve God. So we're praying for you this morning that as you make these commitments, the commitments that were made at your baptism, which you're now standing up and confirming, that's what confirmation's about, that God will make a difference in your lives and call you to be the people he wants you to be and make you people who will be different in the world. And you're sustained in that by the fact that God's with you through prayer, through reading the Bible, through coming to church, through the friends and family who uphold you, through the network of what it means to be part of the Christian church here in St. Mary's and throughout London and throughout the world. It's a good thing you're signing up to, but it's a tricky thing. And the good thing about it is that God gives you the strength to do it. When I lay hands on you, I will say these words, "Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit." And what I'll be saying is, you've already got the Holy Spirit in your life. You couldn't be a Christian without the Holy Spirit. But we're wanting more of God's Spirit to help you live the life that God's called you to do that tricky stuff which he calls you to do and to be. That's the great strength you have for the journey. So you're not on your own. You've got God's Spirit in your life. You've got your friends and family around about you. Your supporters club is here to cheer you on as you make your promises. And this church is here to support you too. And in the service, I will ask them, will you do this? I'll be listening out to see if they're going to say yes, nice and loudly, about how much they're going to support you, because this is your Christian family here. So that's the deal. That's what you're doing. You're saying, I want to live a different way, and Jesus Christ calls me to be somebody who loves him and who's loved by him and knows my relationship with him will nurture me, not just today or tomorrow, but for the rest of my life. God bless you as you come to be confirmed. Amen.